Welcome back, Alina. I'm Lily. And before we step aboard, let's take a moment to see an airliner not as one enormous, mysterious machine, but as a collection of systems working together. A modern passenger airplane is a remarkable balancing act. Four basic forces shape every flight. Lift pulls the aircraft upward. Weight pulls it downward. Thrust drives it forward. And drag resists that motion. Those ideas are simple enough to picture, yet maintaining the right balance across takeoff, cruise, descent, and landing requires careful coordination among wings, engines, control surfaces, computers, and the pilots themselves. That coordination is what makes this topic so rewarding. Once you understand the main systems, many familiar sights and sounds begin to make sense. The changing engine note during departure, the movement of panels on the wings, the thump of the landing gear, and even the hum you hear while parked at the gate all point to specific jobs being done. We'll explore how jet engines produce thrust, how wings and movable surfaces guide the aircraft, and how pilots communicate their intentions to the airplane. We'll also look beneath the visible machinery at the systems that make movement and control possible. Hydraulic power can move heavily loaded components. Electrical networks supply instruments, computers, lighting, and many other services. Fuel systems store and distribute energy while helping maintain balance. Air management systems keep the cabin pressurized and comfortable high above the ground. Safety is woven through this entire picture. Important functions are commonly supported by multiple sources, separate pathways, backup equipment, and procedures designed for unusual situations. On many modern airliners, fly-by-wire technology turns pilot commands into electrical signals that computers interpret before control surfaces move. That does not mean the airplane simply flies itself. It means human judgment, automation, mechanical equipment, and system design operate as a team. You do not need an engineering background to follow along. A useful approach is to ask three questions about every system. What job does it perform? Where does it get its power? And what happens if one part becomes unavailable? So, as you imagine a passenger jet at the runway threshold, engines rising in power and wings prepared for takeoff, consider the central question. How do all these separate systems cooperate to transform a heavy aircraft into a controlled, comfortable, and dependable flying machine?